Johnny, hopping us in my honey. Got rules, got my Johnny, chop top beats, I want Johnny. I wish your feet come a Jamani. Let up my morani, a fossil, got a wongo na makasi. Jazz a kill on a fossil. Na manisha kama pasi, ride like a mabasi. See gas too go nasty, wa hido we go fasti. Wa kujaba do ma fasti, ride on it hot things. Gunga bells back in your career, come a load of the rings. Come a bando, come a shell, come a kings. My deeds battles in a sing sing, doctor come a ring ding. Come a whistle bling bling bling. Run only fast things, gunga build aki paki aki ring ring. Option aki ring ring.
Thank you. And what?
Just do as I say. I think I know how to find this guy.
Walter. Al says we gotta get out of town until he can fix this subpoena thing. We're leaving tonight.
Two ball, down.
Mike, you got a minute?
Well, I do now, don't I? And what are you doing in the club for cops, Jim? This is a place for cops.
Can we step outside?
All right. But I got nothing to say to you.
Where the hell are we going for a swim? Get out of the rain, you fools!
What?
I just need one more piece of information.
One more?
I need...
Jimmy! I just risked my life for you.
I need to find that bookkeeper.
Are you crazy? You're crazy. I warned you to get out of town. If they knew it was me, I'm dead.
I need to find that bookkeeper. You fucking nuts, man. You're fucking out of your mind. You're out of your fucking mind.
And I tried to save your life. Get your hands off. You owe me, Jimmy. I don't owe you nothing.
My people are being killed.
Your people? We're your people, Jimmy.
You're my people.
Yes, we're your people.
Fucking run with the dagos. Mike, they've ruined this town. Huh? For 10 years, I can't eat my food with the shit that's going on and say that I'm a cop.
Ah, bullshit. Fucking bullshit. Look at yourself. Go on and live the charade with your soft clothes and your federal stooge.
You keep your
mouth. What the hell do you think he's going to do?
Keep your
mouth. Is he going to clean up this town? Huh?
I need to know where this guy is. I need to know now. And I'm going to rat you out for all the shit that I know that you've done in your life. I'm going to turn you over.
This is a dead man talking to me, Jim.
Is it?
You're dead. Think you are. I'll have your ass hanging from my flagpole in the morning.
Let's cut the wolfing, pal, huh? You tell me, or you're going to hospital or the fucking morgue.
Well, by God, you're going to fight this thing out and we'll have a case.
Yes. On what basis?
You'll be through with us.
Valencia. Friday morning is here. This show is spontaneous innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. to noon o'clock. My name is Farco. Live and direct here till noon o'clock. Shots out to all. Broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Radio Valencia. Oh, I'm thirsty. Oh, I'm hella thirsty. But there's no water bottle. No water thermos, no drink around me. I gotta go walk. I gotta go down the block and wait. That's what I had to do. But guess what? We have a faucet where you know, a sink. Should I drink the water? Or should I be like Dave Matthews and don't drink the water? What should I do? You know? So many things going on. Music you heard. The King Kong and the Barbecue Show. King Kong and Barbecue Show. Why Don't You Lie was the name of the song. Before that, something from the Untouchables. Come on. Did you feel that? That was anger. And that was real anger. That was right. That was right thing to do. Only one person couldn't get angry like that. And that's Sean Connery. We had to go down. He had to shake down another old Irishman, man. This is top of the food chain, guys. You know what I'm saying? Sean Connery had to check another white guy. And he's from Ireland, I think. Connery's from Scotland. Tell me if I'm wrong. I don't know. But it was shakedown no matter what. Right at the top. You know? You want to see who the big dog is? Sean Connery let you know who the big dog is. He'll take down anyone. Anytime. Capone. That might have been his death move though in the movie. He went after. When you go after a white man, dude, there's going to be consequences. He's at the top, dude. He's at that time he was like the captain. The cops, man. He shook down a cop, man. Only Connery. A white cop. Did you hear what I said? The top cop. Connery. Only Connery can do that. Send him in, Connery. Send Connery in. Stupendous. music up in there. You heard a Heliocentrix remix. Just nothing but butter, guys. That was nothing but butter. Don't tell me it's not butter. That was butter. Dang that. Heliocentrix. Nimrudy. And that was Malcolm Cato and the Heliocentrix remix. And there was other artists in there. MC Yala. And Goat was on that track too. Dig it very much. Other music in that set. Horses and Spirited Followers in the song Jane's Song. There we go. It's coming through. It's coming in. We have phone internet here and dialed up and it's still working. It's still there, baby. It's still there. We have web TV running the whole station here at RadioValencia.fm. You know, we stocked up on all those AOL CDs. We got like a whole 2 rooms full of those CDs. So we'll be on air for a long time, guys. Trust me. RadioValencia.fm. We've got everything hooked up. All right. Last minute, even we got a CB radio. Taped up to a megaphone that will be right in front of the station for the whole block to hear, no matter what. No matter what. That's right. It's all taped together here. Man, my car is taped together now. I got a door, and I got to give a big shout out to Duct Tape holding that door down from the inside like a action movie. We got somebody working from the inside, man. Duct Tape is his name, and he's holding up the door from the inside. You got someone on the inside, that's right. It needs to be changed, you know, maybe every month or so, depending how hot it gets, but duct tape does its job. You know, my battery died the other week in my car because I had my potato clock attached to it. I was doing an experiment and the potato took all of the juice from the battery of my car. And then I just had like a car laying on the block. Here, you know, I had a car just hanging on the block. Luckily, it wasn't on the side of the road. It was on the street. and I had so much, you know, I had to go to work, and I was like, okay, I can't, I don't know, it looks like I can't work today, I'm just going to stay home. No, I wish I could say that. You know, I still have to go to work, get out, now I got to go an hour and a half earlier to work, catch the bus, so it makes the day longer. Hey, stuff happens, I get it. But I couldn't fix the battery. So, guys, they got that roadside assistance. I didn't have it. I just said, hey, I got to get someone to look at this. I'm not too car savvy. I might as well get roadside assistance. It cost, $100 a year? And they come down and they fix their battery. And they not only that, they might even, they'll, if you need to buy a battery from them, you can do it. And I said, screw it. I didn't have much time to take out the battery. I didn't have much time to just deal with the problem. So I just signed up for that service, and you had to wait 48 hours before you could use it after you get the service. You can't just like buy it and all of a sudden use it. So I waited 2 days, and then I had the guy come to my car, and he fixed the battery. You know, I paid probably more than I should have in some ways, right? But the best part about that is that it all came to me. That's a convenience that just helps out so much. You know, they came to me and I didn't do it. I sat in the front seat and just watched YouTube while he did it. You know, it was great. And I knew I had to pay, like, let's say I had to tow the car to get somebody to look at it. Or let's say if I figure it out, I have to go buy a battery because my battery's dead, right? I got to spend that much money too. I might as well just do all that and still get roadside assistance. You know? And now I have roadside assistance. And if you've seen my car, you're going to stand up and give me a standing ovation. Because you're like, yeah, great job. I'm surprised you don't have that, you know? But now I got it, so I got it all together, and they fixed it. They came to where my car was, and they fixed it, right? But, you know, the car still has problems. So I got roadside assistance, so if it breaks down, I got the 100 miles one, guys, meaning they'll drive for free for 100 miles. But after that, it's $100 a mile. $100 a mile. Oh, boy. But now I have that. And I think you get 5 of them a year. So now I only have 4. So I have one a quarter. One a season, okay? This was my introduction free one, you know? But let's hope my car survives. I believe in it. It's at 304,000 miles. .304 going through the door.
So it goes. And that's how it goes. Radio Valencia.fm. We're making moves, we're making moves. Remember, stay tuned for DJ Mark and his show, Drop the Charges. He'll be in. He's minutes away. 24 minutes away. It's Falco at gmail.com. It's Falco on X for any requests. Somebody requested some Soul Fit Savers again. I played them last week. I'll play them again. By request. Thank you so much. Shouts out to Jonathan out in Oakland. Listening on the Radio Valencia application. Thanks for listening, Jonathan. This is some Soul Savers by request. This song is called Down for the Count. Radio Valencia.
shoot me? Can I come inside?
Yeah, come on inside. I'll shoot you inside.
Listen, I thought we'd take a ride. There's something I need to show you.
Okay.
There it is. You can see, on initial impact, the left wing hit the ground. Think if it would have sheared off completely, everybody would have walked away from this plane.
Wing snapped off. It drove the engine cowling into the rear fuselage.
Yeah. If you were sitting in the last six or seven rows, it was like being hit by a train.
Who were they?
The John the Baptist Pentecostal Mission. They help pull survivors out of the wreckage. Now they come out here every day.
And that is Ellen Blanc.
She's the head of the NTSB investigation. She's the one that's going to be asking you the tough questions.
I drank the night before the flight. I drank that morning, too. I used cocaine to help straighten myself out.
I know. It's in the toxicology report.
But that is not the reason why this happened.
No, it's not. Listen. Clearly, there was a mechanical issue with the plane.
Clearly.
Yeah, but what you and I know, this was an act of God. And I'm going to fight to get the NTSB to add act of God as one of the probable causes.
Whose God would do this?
Okay. So, here's the deal. Abington Carr, he's the owner of the airline. He's on our side. He's got big friends in Washington, too. He wants to have a sit down with us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Good.
Yeah. You can't drink, Captain. You're under the microscope right now. You can't be seen buying liquor. That means no bars, no drugs.
I understand. I won't drink, I promise you.
Look, we can get you help.
I don't need help. I won't drink, I promise you. I can stop on my own.
Okay. So 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, I got it. Abington Carr.
I never wanted that fucking airline. Neither did my brother. It was my father that wanted it. I like baseball.
Oh, I like baseball.
Everybody in Georgia likes baseball.
Well, the whole country likes baseball.
Cut the crap. So, what's the deal, Lenny? Is your union going to survive this one? More importantly, how big a check do you think I'm going to have to write?
Oh, you had six fatalities on board your aircraft.
No, it's four, Lenny. The two crew members don't count. I don't mean they don't count. They don't get settlements like the passengers. Okay, that's a workman's comp claim, part of the union contract. They do a dangerous job. They know it.
You're the lawyer for the passengers.
Away, DJ Mark is minutes away. He'll be here. He's getting ready, spinning his vinyl with this show. Drop the Charges. He'll be in. Shouts out to all. Gotta give a shout out to West Coast Ted. West Coast Ted told me that Sean Connery is actually from Wales. He's Welsh, guys. So, you know, totally different than Scottish, man. Welsh is real deal, man. They're both real deal. But Welsh, they be doing their thing, man. That's why he had to shake down an Irishman. Because, you know, there's only one person at the top. And his name is Connery. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. Remember, DJ Mark is here getting ready. Doors opening. clouds moving, the sun shining here in the mission. Shouts out to all, but it's about that time. It's all over. Shouts out to my moms, my dad, my sister, my brothers, my nephews, nieces, cousins, aunts, uncles. Shouts out to me, abuelita. I love her and miss her so much. Shouts out to my moms again. I love her so much.